How seriously is something amiss at Big Blue, the huge US company whose name's almost synonymous with the computer industry? IBM is cutting 13,000 jobs worldwide. That's about 4% of its 330,000 strong global workforce. At its peak, IBM employed 405,000 people in 1985. IBM's European business looks like taking the brunt of the latest job losses. IBM warned some weeks ago when it reported its last profit figures that job losses were on the way. Details are still to come. What is known now is that IBM will keep a significant operation in Paris as well as smaller units in Madrid and Zurich. Most of the cuts will be primarily through voluntary redundancies. Brian Click is managing editor of Computing Magazine. I asked him if the cuts were bigger than he expected.
They do seem to be bigger than most people were expecting. A couple of weeks ago, IBM released its latest quarterly financial results, which were perceived to be disappointing, and there were hints then that there would be imminent job cuts, especially in Europe, and they were talking of a number then of about 5,000 or so. So I think people have probably been quite surprised at the scale of the cuts.
What's gone wrong here? I mean, I've heard it said that IBM simply didn't have its eye on the ball, especially in Europe.
IBM is a very big and very complex organization. If you talk to a lot of IBM's customers, they'll often say, you know, they don't know who in IBM to talk to. And IBM has identified that they had problems with the structure of their sales organization in Europe, and perhaps it looks like that organization had a little bit too much fat in it, if you like, and could be made a little bit tighter and brought closer to their customers.
But 13,000 jobs is not a little fat. It's not a lot of fat. So IBM's lost the way somewhere to let this happen, presumably.
There's a lot of factors, really, that are leading into this. I mean, IBM is the bellwether of the industry, and what happens to the industry happens to IBM and vice versa. This is an industry that has been consolidating greatly over the last few years after the dot-com crash. It's also an industry that's maturing rapidly as well. It's no longer a sort of a young, fast, exciting industry that's growing at 20 or 30% a year. It's a maturing industry that's only growing at maybe 5 or 6% a year, and that has a big knock-on effect for how the biggest companies in that industry organize themselves.